Do you like laughing?
And mental illness.
What about sex?
And addiction.
Or maybe you'd rather chat drugs.
And love languages.
Well, you're in luck because the hit podcast Confidently Insecure with Kelsey Dara and Zach Noe Towers is bringing their live show, Chaos and Kisses, to the East Coast.
So grab your bestie and prepare for a night of games, gossip, and at least one straight male sacrifice. New York City, February 6th. Philly, February 7th. Tickets available at citywinery.com. Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I am your host, Zach. Nelly was a turtle I once had when I was a kid. Noe Towers.
Oh my gosh. And I'm Kelsey Daddy Issues Dara.
Wow. That feels so obvious. How have we not had that one yet?
Maybe we have.
Okay.
I only ever want to say double dick down, Dara.
Ooh, I don't mind it. It's a good t-shirt. Hey, foreplay matters. We're doing a live show.
We are doing a live show.
February 6th and 7th in New York City and Philly, respectively. You can come meet and greet us. It's the Chaos and Kisses show. We're going to have live games, giveaways. It's going to be cuckoo.
A human sacrifice.
Yeah, we're going to, we said something about blood once, so... Be prepared for that.
Be prepared for blood, honey.
We're gonna have blood.
We're gonna throw our used tampons out to two lucky audience members.
I like the idea of us hiding tampons under people's seats, but like they have to pull them out like it's a tampon.
Oh my god! And then launch them like in those big pool noodles where they.
Can we get a t-shirt cannon
to launch tampons?
Merch? No. You just get a dry tampon shot at your head.
It would be fun to get one of those slingshots, like those big slingshots.
I feel like that's, for some reason, way more dangerous than a t-shirt cannon.
Really?
I feel like a slingshot is getting an eye.
I feel like a t-shirt cannon is blowing up.
On us rather than harming our fans.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. I'm going to put it. I'm going to put the harm on the fans.
Selfish. We need to sell tickets, Zachary.
Oh my God. We're also going to have drinking surrogates. So we're going to have drinking games, but because Kelsey and I don't drink alcohol,
surprise,
two of you will be representing us. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in that, slide us into the DMs.
Otherwise, we're
going to
just pick it. We're going to just pick you and get you drunk. No, we won't make you binge drink. We've all been there. Hey.
Bing bong. Housekeeping.
Did you ever go on that date with that couple follow up?
We've done like four movie nights.
No, but no boinking.
I've not seen their dinglings. I'm bummed.
Is it just friends?
Okay, this is the thing though. The last two, I've had my gum surgery.
Yeah.
So I literally said, I was like, my mouth is out of commission. Like I can kind of kiss, but not even like in a fun way. I got the sutures out today.
Uh-huh.
So like, I'm a suck a dick.
I love that you said, I'm a suck a dick a some. Like the way you said it was like,
I don't think I said
a
song.
You said it
in
Italian.
I'm a suck a dick.
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 Suck a dick.
Suck a dick.
We're not only going to get demonetized, we're going to get like really blown up by Italian people.
I love Italians.
Me too.
Pizza pasta.
I haven't sucked a dick in weeks, going on probably 4 weeks. That's not okay.
Did you at all talk to your dentist about this?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't bring myself to ask this kind old man when I could suck a ding-a-ling.
Why?
Because, Kelsey.
Were you couldn't even be like, when can I get back to after school activities? Smoke a cigar hanging out of your mouth. And he's like, sir, you can't smoke in here, first of all. Second of all, I'm a dentist.
No, I just, it didn't come up.
I talked to a lot of my doctors about sex, even the ones that are not interested or have
Honestly, I don't know why I chickened out.
Because they have seen everything.
Yeah.
They literally, dentists can tell when you've sucked dick recently because the top of your mouth is bruised. Have you not seen those TikToks? Ooh.
TikTok
taught me that dental assistants always know when you've sucked dick.
Okay, so they've just been very kind and polite.
Yeah, what are they
going to
say? Like, ha ha, slut.
high five, high five, high five, high five.
Right? Like, that's my fucking girl.
Listen, though, like, I'm very open. Like, I'm ready for that conversation.
Listen, your mouth is wide open, ready.
Wow, my mouth be telling my secrets.
Yeah. She'd be giving us away.
Damn.
But I used to, like, tell my dentist. I would be like, I sucked a dick last night. Can you tell?
She's like, yeah, your breath smells like sperm.
Oh, my God. You just reminded me.
Of what?
Okay, listen. I feel like I've been lying for a long time about me pretending to like the taste of jizz.
You've been saying you like the taste?
Not that I've been walking around like, hey, here you, come on, come all. Literally. Jizz is amazing.
Come on, come all. Right into my mouth.
But I haven't been like, or especially when I'm with a guy or a person that jizzes, is like, I'm not like, ooh.
You're just like
unique. Mm. Yeah, I'm just like,
on to the next one.
Or I go like,
so you just don't make a big deal of it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I just swallow it and I don't want to think about it again. The athlete
has bad jizz.
No.
Oh, yo, I forgot you said sweet. Damn it. I've only had.
I wish you guys could have just seen the seizures back at. Are you the way I know it's about the way I gotta kind of.
It's sweet. I've only tasted.
It's not even.
Sweet semen once.
It's not even sweet. It's nothing.
Oh.
It's zero flavor. It's literally the most neutralized.
What's the consistency? Now we're sommeliers. We're swishing.
1947.
Ew, it
was a great year.
That is an old man's jizz.
Okay, first of all.
Mine's like a 92.
What are you age shaming?
Yes,
second of all,
I
that's
am.
Too young for you. No,
not 92, honey.
No, you're right.
That's great.
But there's something about, here's what it is. He's celiac, so he doesn't have wheat or gluten ever.
Does that affect cum?
I bet. He eats clean.
Okay, that for sure.
And he's just optimized at all times. That's like his job, is to just keep his body optimized. And like, I can't. Here's the other thing is like, the more details I tell about him like this, the more for sure I can never reveal his identity. Because
oh yeah,
what if in the sports world, there's like a...
The crossover is so minimal. Okay, I'm going to be bold and say an athlete's girlfriend might listen to this pod.
Yeah.
But then he's probably not listening to her.
She's like, Babe, Kelsey said her athlete's cum tastes delightful. What the fuck?
He's like, yeah, babe.
Hey, if your lover's an athlete, could be a girl, could be a guy, could be a they, them. Let us know. How's their cum? Go on. Tell us.
We're going to give you some space. My whole thing is like, okay, so I don't mind swallowing. I think there's something hot about swallowing a certain guy's load. But have you ever been meaning to swallow, but instead it's not near your mouth? He comes and it's like maybe on your chest or your stomach.
Yeah.
And it looks kind of weird.
And you're like, I don't want to scoop that up.
No,
like,
well, you're just
a
like,
salad.
Thank God. It didn't end up in my mouth. And also, are we going to talk about scoop it up like a salad?
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't skip over that, because I just thought you were going to say, and this is on me being a little slut.
Yeah, you're like, wherever it lands, I had to
literally, I'm fucking salt burning that shit. I'm like, oh, fuck, it got on the windowsill. Get my straw out, my trusty straw, my anti-turtle killer.
Is that how you get to be called a good girl?
Sometimes. It's definitely how I get called a little slurp and cum.
That's how you got your nickname, Lil Slurp?
Lil Slurp on the track one time. Whoop. Ow, it hurts.
Wow, that was good.
Thank you. Anyway, displaced cum. Having fun. You got any housekeeping?
No, I mean, I think my housekeeping is that my mouth is back open for business. We're going to do like a 24/7 like Black Friday sale.
Oh,
we're going to high traffic. It's going to be a high traffic zone.
I like that. I like ad. Let's make a Canva asset for it.
Okay.
Post it on your story.
Yes.
It's just a photo of your tonsils.
wicked bruise, just like black. It looks like a punching bag. Like my uvula is like literally throbbing.
Well, let's play a game on our Instagram story. One of us is going to suck a dick. We're going to post the non-suck dick roof of the mouth and the suck dick roof of the mouth. And any dental assistant followers we have, it's a real niche game. It's a real specific niche game for our confidants only. We're going to see if you can tell. We're going to post a pic and be like, A or B, which one sucked?
Also, this is kind of a side note, but I love the pic. I love the,
sorry, the cat food dropping
into the microphone. I have a gorgeous picture of a gorgeous picture. It almost looks like my colon.
Hold on. I first thought you were going to say I have a gorgeous penis.
I do.
I was like, oh, okay. At least you didn't say that. And then you finished of my colon.
I do. It's like, okay. It's two rows of four. So it looks like my colon went into a photo booth and like had a day of it. But I
like down at the pier with an ice cream cone.
Now let's do a scary one.
It's in a rom-com. Stick your tongue out on this one. Oh no, that looks like a fissure.
But anyway, it's a textbook perfect colon.
Who said that?
My colon doctor.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Right.
I was asleep.
I never met him.
Truly, though, I really feel like I didn't meet him. And I just, this is from years ago, but I have a beautiful colon, and I thought it would be very fun to like frame it.
Yeah.
And like maybe sell it.
No.
As art.
No.
Yeah, my colon.
Zachary.
My wet insides.
No. This is one that you put a Zach is looking at me like I just like called his mom a fucking whore or something.
Yeah, you kind of did.
No, I love your mother. This is one you frame and put above your toilet.
Are you colon shame? I thought about that.
Okay.
But that there's no money for me in that.
I don't know, man. Get our OnlyFans.
No.
Okay.
I just need a rich, dirty old man to be like, I will give you $1,200 for that.
I had a very wealthy private jet owning founder who sold his company for over $1 billion randomly slide into my DMs.
Do you think it was them or their assistant?
I hope either.
Okay. So do we know what they look like? Are they okay?
Yes. They're older. Would you like, I don't want to reveal to the camera, but I'll show you.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. He sold his company that's in the wellness space.
Well, don't people are going to be able to narrow it down at some point.
No, if they just
like,
got that.
Fish oil?
Yeah, he invented fish, actually.
You show me a picture of God.
I'm like, do you think he's into me?
You're like, God actually does not care about carbon footprints at all. He's on a jet going from Orange County to Los Angeles, California. Oh my God, I can't wait.
This man.
First of all, he could look like a used condom, and for $1 billion, I'd probably make it work.
He also.
Oh, yeah. Totally fine.
Yeah.
I would date this man if he was like a half a millionaire.
Oh, okay. Half a millionaire.
I think. Watch him be insufferable.
But he's not. So here's the thing. A girl I used to sleep with knows him. And I asked her about him. Yeah.
Wow.
He's got pictures with celebs.
Wow.
And so I asked her, is he cool? And she said, yes, he's so sweet. And I know he's actively looking for like a girl. I don't know.
All we got here is a woman.
Woo! I like that.
Okay, so wait, what are your intentions with my billionaire?
I did write back. He straight up asked me out. And I was also like, why is this man in my DMs? And he asked if I was in LA.
Also, does he listen to this?
I don't fucking think so. That would be strange.
What if he's so rich he like doesn't quite understand what podcasts are?
I would like that.
Me too.
So disconnected to Lulu.
Yeah.
But he sent a picture of me that I posted on my grid where I have like nipple pasties on. And he said, this is great. As a message to me. Cool. It was a kind way of being like, I want to fuck.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, like drooly face. It was like,
which he could have been. I would have been all right with that.
This is great.
Yeah.
And did you just say, I agree. I'm fucking young and hot.
No, but next time I'll give you my phone to DM him.
It's just me and their assistant DMing each other.
Back and forth. We meet and we're like, so what have we talked about?
Yeah.
Something else that I was like, oh yeah, I thought that was juicy was when we were in the car today, I realized that me and you were talking about how obnoxious Sir was, and I realized his birthday will have just passed or something when this episode comes out. And I was thinking about, like, damn, exes' birthdays are such a funny thing because they really, A, creep up on you.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I remembered is because I had it saved in my calendar from last year.
Because you blew it out.
I fucking ordered him a male stripper because he just come out as bi to, like, all of his friends. And we threw, like, a Valentine's Day themed
house party.
And I, like, surprised him with a male stripper and spent, like, over $500 on giving people ones to throw out to him.
Not to mention all the stuff you did for the party.
Yeah, bought, decorated, everything. And I was just like, dog, I got to stop giving the way I give.
Well, not for me, but but for other people who haven't been vetted properly.
He was not vetted properly. And I'm pissed y'all let me keep him around.
Girl, we cannot talk about this. Because we had a suicide pact to dump our dudes that you didn't follow through on.
No, yeah. I'll never forgive myself for that. I could have, but you know what? I wouldn't be here.
Or maybe you would have been here faster.
Okay, I have a dating no filter for us.
Hit me with that good
Hit
shit.
Hit me with your best shot. Okay, this is from Sarcastic Boy. He wrote, I wonder if this is sarcastic or not. Oh, we'll see. I am not a social person.
Same, girl. Preach.
Very much an introvert. Nothing against going out and doing things, but I'm much more comfortable on my couch in my pajamas. Why isn't there a gay dating app for us?
Wow.
And as our house gay man who loves it. Yep, that's you. Who loves to go out. What say you?
I love to go out.
You do. You be out, honey.
Here's the deal. If I organize a at-home date on, like, a Grindr, mm-hmm. if you will, it's just implied that we're probably down to get physical faster.
Ah.
So I do understand the worry here because, like, yeah, if a guy's like, why don't you just come over and we'll watch a movie? I'd be like, okay, like, what See, movie are we starting?
Yeah.
But, like, I often go on dates outside of the house because I want to get to know the person.
That's surprising to me.
Well, at least a little bit.
Sometimes.
To vet them.
Yeah.
Except for now. The mouth is open until further notice.
Any dental assistance? We need proof.
We do not turn anyone away. Yep. I take most insurances.
Okay.
But I do think that would maybe be a good idea. I don't know how it would work, though, because, like, I don't know if I want someone coming over to my house and staying for an undetermined amount of time. Ooh. Like, and I go, like, okay, like, it's been an hour.
But you also don't want to go to their house.
I would go to their house because I could leave.
They're a serial killer.
Well, you know what? Honestly, not as big of a worry in the gay community.
Fair. I think the medium is a backyard hang.
See, but then, like, aren't we just, like, at a park at this point?
Oh, I love... Okay. Yeah, you're right. That was a bad example.
No, was it?
I was thinking, like, something that's outdoors where you could be like, oh, my allergies are acting up. Or, like, oh, it's cold. I'm going to go home.
Yeah, that's just the sucky... Okay, so maybe, in fact, we need to come up with a dating app where you can't even match until you've, like, FaceTimed with the person.
My friend invented that app, and really? It got bought by another app company.
To just, like, shut down?
I think, because they wanted the feature.
Or maybe they'll incorporate it.
Yeah,
good for your
might.
Friend. Did they get millions of dollars?
No, but I think they sold it for a piece of that company. Oh. So I don't know if it's going to succeed or fail.
Yeah, I just, like, the thing is... People are so, can be so impatient. Like, oh, just, like, let's meet. Like, let's go. But it's like, let's FaceTime.
I like the idea of, if you're a homebody like this person, setting up your computer, being on your couch, and having, like, a Zoom movie
date. Zoom and,
like,
and boom.
What's the boom?
You come later.
Oh, okay.
But safely from your couch.
Boom! I like that. Like, phone sex for the first date?
Yeah.
Ooh. You got to practice that because you haven't had phone sex since 1998.
This is a thing.
Hmm.
I don't like it.
That's right. We did.
I think Zoom sex would be better, though, because, like, you could set the... See, I have this fear that they're recording it, though.
Ooh, okay. Now we're back to square one. Just do the date over the...
Yes,
just
I like
do
the
a Zoom date.
Or, like, you know how Netflix had that, like, watch party?
With, yeah.
Fucking do that.
Watch party or, like, is there such thing... Oh, Catan. Me and the athlete will hop on our pooters and play Catan against each other, and it's a lovely date night. You can be anywhere in the world. Learn how to play Catan.
And you definitely won't get horny.
Well, I don't know. There's something about competition.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Truth be told, I don't know what Catan is, and I
refuse
just,
to learn.
Well, it's in Nerdville in my head, mm-hmm. which is so silly because, like, that's not even, there are no nerds. It's not a thing anymore.
No.
You're just either
you
smart or dumb.
Yeah. You should learn how to play Catan. It would make me very happy. No, you don't like games.
I don't really like games.
Well, that's our answer for you.
I think that was very good.
I think it's like, don't try to go out if when you start dating someone, you're not going to want to go out. It gives false expectations. If you're like, bitch, I'm fucking busy and tired, so I like to be home, then have a home date.
I will also say, overarching tip for dating, be as concise without being crazy as you can on your profile. Extreme social introvert will pair best if you also like to spend evenings on the couch instead of on the dance floor.
It sounds like a wine pairing or like a homeless shelter dog getting a dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Red alert, being put down tomorrow.
To bed. I'm
Save
sleepy.
Me. Being put to sleep tomorrow by myself because I'm tired.
Well, speaking of being at home, that was a stretch. When we come back, we're going to talk about the homiest of home thing you can do, which is hoard.
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
Confidants, sober girlies, are you looking to cut back or cut out alcohol this year? Come on, join me and Zach on our sober journeys. Recess Zero Proof craft mocktails are the perfect alcohol replacement. We've recreated the cocktails you know and love, like a lime margarita and a grapefruit paloma, so you can enjoy the flavors and feelings of those cocktails without the booze. That's right, zero proof, zero compromise. Listeners can get 15% off the Recess mocktail sampler at takearecess.com/Kelsey. Each can is lightly sparkling mocktail infused with functional ingredients like so many stress-balancing adaptogens made with real fruit and only 25 calories or less. It's a guilt-free way to unwind. Whether you're relaxing after work or hanging out with friends, make Recess mocktails your drink between drinks or, like me, your forever mocktail. I am so obsessed with the ginger lime mule and also the grapefruit paloma for spring. It's my favorite go-to weekend drink. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at takearecess.com/Kelsey so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Okay, I've been wanting to do an episode on hoarding for so long, ever since my childhood, because I think I've got some hoarder tendencies that I inherited from my faja and some fear-based anxiety about losing things, them being thrown away because of my maja.
Oh.
So my faja.
I didn't know Christy was like that.
Oh, bitch.
I thought she was like, get it out of here.
Yeah. She's like, get it out of here.
Oh, that's why you have the fear.
Yeah.
Because she got rid of stuff.
Like, I would put my homework on the kitchen counter.
And it's in the trash.
In the fucking trash.
Shredded.
And I'd go to school the next day and be like, my mom literally threw it away. And they'd be like,
sure she did.
We're calling. We're going to call her. And then she wouldn't answer because she's busy. And they were just like, we don't know what to do with you. But literally, if you left a coupon, a photo, a fucking grocery list, it's going straight into the garbage.
Yeah, no.
Whereas the man she married, my father,
loves a grocery
list.
Has
drawers in his fucking tool shed for reusable nails. I mean, this man has.
I keep nails.
But this is like they're bent at 90 degree angles.
And like and rusty like, and have like.
I might need one.
Tetris.
Try again.
Tetanus.
There you go. Good job. Proud of you.
We're learning.
His office also, like my whole parents' house is very modern, clean, like white tile, like very like chic. My dad's office, which my mom said, you can have this one tiny room. Floor to ceiling picture frames. Floor to ceiling.
Oh, pictures on the wall.
All over the wall. Yes.
Okay, but that's a look.
It's
and
so cool.
I'm looking at it.
Yeah, in case you can't see on our brand new HD cameras where we shoot this podcast.
God, we look so good.
I know. I'm sad we haven't been doing this for years.
Oh!
Also, I'm also sad that I hung these fucking disco balls up only for them to not be in frame.
You can move them.
Okay. Yes, so I grew up with the fear of not having something when I would need it / getting emotionally attached to items that don't have feelings.
Okay, I relate to this. I used to not want to spit my gum out in the middle of like a parking lot because I didn't want the gum to feel alone. Is that what you mean?
Yes and no. But in the trash, it's fine.
Yeah, it's with other stuff. Friends? Yeah.
Okay. So when the society decided that they were going to acknowledge hoarding, it came out in the form of a television show called Hoarders, right? And it surprisingly did a lot of good for the hoarding community. For example, that show showed its visibility and prominence. And it caused interest in the psychology field, and it became popular for therapists to better understand it by watching the show. It destigmatized, which showed like not all hoarders are like lazy, ugly pieces of shit. It also gave context to why people tend to hoard. And this one I thought was interesting. It led to helping create policies and HOA regulations around different communities to prevent hoarding.
Yeah, because it's dangerous.
Yes. The bad news about that show, Hoarders, some people said it glamorized hoarding.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, I guess to a degree it didn't like it was very careful not to shame people to a degree. But I feel like being on the show was inherently shameful. For people.
Yeah, definitely. So where how did it glamorize?
I guess like if you're hoarding, you could be on TV. You know.
Okay, that's a stretch for me personally, but go on.
Then we had our lovely miss from the East.
Marie Kondo.
Oh, yes. Spark Joy.
Spark and
she
Joy.
She doesn't even do it anymore.
She, what do you mean?
She's like, since she had kids, she's like, I don't follow
she's
my
like,
own.
I want a mess.
She's like, I'm, yeah.
I'm she a said, I'm a imposter. Mm-hmm. So then we had things like Marie Kondo sweeping through the nation, and people were like, oh, I can actually get rid of all of this stuff. Technology got smarter. So instead of keeping like physical items, people were able to just upload them and we don't have to like hoard Kindles. You don't need to keep books.
Oh my God. I never would have thought of that.
Like the home edit with storage, like Crate and Barrel or Crate and Barrel.
Container store.
So like society has shifted to become sort of a bit of like, if you're gonna have a lot of stuff, make it cute.
Sure.
But understanding that hoarding is part of a mental illness community, so we're being sensitive to that. We're not just like making fun of people who keep a lot of shit. We're trying to understand it with this episode. So what is the definition of hoarding? I thought this was interesting. Hoarding disorder involves persistent difficulty discarding or parting with possessions regardless of their actual value. This behavior can affect the functionality of living spaces, cause distress, and impair daily activities. And it is approximated that hoarding affects up to 6% of the population, equating to approximately 19 million Americans.
Okay, so what's so crazy is I thought it's got to be more than 6%. And then I was like, oh God, it's got to be less than 19 million.
Right? The math, don't be mathin'.
Don't be mathin'.
How are you with hoarding?
I think I'm perfect.
Okay.
Because I love a clean space. Mm-hmm. Like I like everything in its place. Like the receipt does not sit on the coffee table.
No.
It's in the trash immediately. Yes. Or it's in my filing cabinet for yes. taxes or whatever. Like I'll clock something. Like I got a piece of art from a flea market. Put it on the wall, gave it 6 months, didn't resonate, got rid of it.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, see, I have a trouble. You know this. I like to hoard
everything.
Home goods.
Well, that also your love language is gifts.
Well, I think it's my love language to myself is creating crafts and stuff.
Okay.
Wait, you think my love language is gift? Like receiving
you like
gifts?
You like stuff.
I do like stuff.
What is your love language
but
for
I,
receiving?
I don't know that I'd be comfortable with someone else buying me home decor.
Okay, that's fair.
I would have I like doing it. It's my thing.
Okay, so what's your love language, bitch?
Quality time.
That's mine.
Physical touch.
Not mine.
Words of affirmation.
You're doing great.
Thanks, babes. Mm-hmm. You too. And I would touch your toes if I could. Beep. Studies show that a high comorbidity exists with anxiety and depression. Approximately 75% of people with hoarding disorder also experience symptoms of depression.
Of course.
So that checks out.
I actually would love to meet the 25% who was like, yeah, I'm a hoarder and I feel great.
And I'm great with it. And you know what? Living like this doesn't bother me at all. It also had people with hoarding disorder often exhibit impaired decision-making abilities.
Of course.
So it's like decision fatigue where if like there's something very traumatic and stressful in their life, like the last thing they want to do is come home and think about like, do I need to throw this away or does it matter to me? Obviously beyond the social isolation that hoarding causes, it also often is health risks related. So chemicals, bacteria, actual things falling over on you, fire hazards, and it says family risks, which I assumed was like isolating from your family.
Can I interject a story?
Oh my God, please.
So one night when I was still bartending.
Is this a spooky story?
Kind of.
The way you said it, it was like
one night.
Once upon a dark time.
I got home from my bartending gig at like 1 a.m, fire trucks everywhere. It's my apartment complex.
No.
All my neighbors are sitting out on the curb and there was a man in a complex who was a hoarder. Uh-huh. He fell asleep with something on the stove, caught fire. He was in a coma for 2 weeks, then died. And he had a cat that became like the courtyard cat, Snooky, a boy, who lived very long. Like this cat was not well. But yeah, isn't that crazy? Hoarder in my apartment complex nearly burnt down the entire place.
Yeah, I've lived in complexes where there were hoarders. And
you can
like,
see it too.
Yeah, the
like
landlord
when they opened the door, mm-hmm. and he had literally floor to ceiling stacks of like what looked like magazines.
Magazines is a big one, and books and papers.
The way I am on the opposite end of that spectrum,
yeah.
I can't even tell you.
So here are some of the more unique hoarding situation stories that we found. The House of Cats. Can you guess what the unique item was?
Cats?
Yes. In Virginia, in a small town, a woman named Ellen was found living with over 300 cats in her home. The situation was discovered after neighbors complained about a strong odor. When authorities entered, they found that every room was filled with cats, many in poor health. The floor was barely visible beneath layers of cats, cat food cans, and litter. And this is an extreme case of animal hoarding and also has extreme health risks because the ammonia and cat litter can make you fucking crazy.
Not to mention all the sharp cans around the place.
All these aluminum tins.
Yeah.
Also, we know I'm a big animal advocate, a big foster rescue girly, and I see cases of animal hoarding all the fucking time, and it makes me so sad because the animals didn't have a choice.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I hoard fuckboys.
There's a whole pile of them in your bathroom.
They're basically disposable. Under the kitchen sink
and the ceiling. The hidden treasure hoard. In an astonishing discovery, a reclusive man in New York City had hoarded a collection of rare art and antiques worth millions. The collection, hidden amongst piles of garbage and clutter in his otherwise unremarkable apartment, included ancient Egyptian artifacts, Renaissance paintings, and rare coins. The man, a former museum curator, had quietly amassed his collection over decades, and it was only discovered after he passed.
Oh my, that one can stay.
That one can stay because it makes me think he was slowly stealing things from the Museum of Natural History. Like this, like fucking...
was Cleopatra's diva cup.
Yeah. What?
What? You don't think they had the technology?
No.
I do.
All they really needed was like a curled up leaf to make it happen. This one was kind of crack, right? A man in California transformed his suburban backyard into a maze of old cars and auto parts. Neighbors were shocked to discover that what happened to be a typical house from the front was hiding a labyrinth of over 100 vintage cars, some stacked on top of each other in the back of his house. And this was like in a regular back, like my backyard.
How?
Yeah.
How do neighbors not catch on to that?
They'd be minding their own.
Okay. I want neighbors like that.
I kind of see this as like a cool art.
Yeah,
exhibit.
That seems like an artist.
Unless it's bad. Then you're like, you're a hoarder.
Yeah, but didn't you? You made it sound good.
Yeah.
Whatever you did.
It's like a maze, which I think is cool.
Very. Although when not done properly, you go into that maze, a car falls on top of you.
That was the thing that came out of that. It posed safety hazards and became a big legal battle over zoning and public safety. So things like that can cause the government to get involved.
What if it was like cars full of cats?
Big yike. Double whammy. And finally, a retired professor in Boston turned her three-story house into a labyrinth of books. Every room, hallway, and stairwell was lined with bookshelves, some so high they required ladders to reach. The situation escalated to the point where narrow tunnels, just wide enough for a person to squeeze through, connected the various spaces in the home. This was a case that that posed as a severe fire hazard and risk of structural collapse, but kind of cool.
Yeah, honestly, everything in my head is like gorgeous.
Set that up as an Instagram like destination.
Yes. Oh my God.
Right? Charge $10 to come
the book
through.
Caves.
Oh my God.
It's also a very scary movie.
Yeah, but to live amongst it seems chaotic.
The man that my sister now works for, his wife was a hoarder. I helped them clean that place out. And it was truly like there was one path through the house. And it was like a three-story house in like the Sherman Oaks Hills. And you would walk up the stairs into the room and then back out of the room.
Wow.
Like it was like floor to ceiling stuff.
I did not know it was that bad.
Yeah, it's
bad.
You know those like industrial garbage bins that are like big and metal? Uh-huh. We filled up like four of them.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whenever I see one of those on the street, even if it's just for construction,
I'm
like, hoarder.
Oh.
Hoarder. Yeah.
Is that like a classic hoarder thing?
Yeah, you get those big.
That's what we did.
Cleaning service. That was the other thing is the rise of cleaning services have popped up in America since condoing and the show Hoarders.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to play a game.
Oh my God.
Okay, Zachary, you have multiple choices.
Okay.
What percentage of people with hoarding disorders also have a related family member who hoards? A, 50%. B, 20%, C, 80%.
20.
50%.
Really?
So it could be genetic, environmental, learned. Like when you hit my dad, right?
Yeah. And they could be like sibling rivalry almost. Like I got more stuff than I got more McDonald's lids than you do.
Oh, I bet that episode of Hoarders exists.
For sure.
Okay, next question. Hoarding disorder is commonly first recognized in which age group? A, teenagers. B, people in their 30s. C, people in their 50s.
50s.
Ding, ding, ding. I don't know what it is about nostalgia and like possessionship, but I have to think it has something to do with memories, right?
I think it's that maybe they've gone through times where they didn't have enough. And so it's been like thing that's building. You're like, you know, like, oh, I didn't have enough food when I was a kid. I didn't have enough, you know, again, ice trays when I was a teen. I don't know. Just like they've lived more life and they're like, they've grown more fearful.
I wonder if in this age of overconsumption, we'll have less hoarders.
No, I think we're going to have more because I think people are poorer than ever.
You're right. And your last question is, which room in the house is most commonly hoarded? Is it A, the bedroom, B, the kitchen, or C, the garage, aka the garage?
The garage. Kitchen.
Wrong. It's the bedroom. What? I have this feeling that it's like that's where they're trying to keep it hidden first.
Oh, and it's like private space. So it's like, don't go in my bedroom.
Yes.
That's interesting. Also, I feel like all the hoarders I've seen was like, it's the whole place.
Yeah, but it all started in the bedroom. They also wanted to note that the best treatment for hoarding is CBT therapy, but also support groups are very helpful and family members are crucial in helping a hoarder out of their hoarding disorder.
Cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's what I have to say.
What do you see for yourself? Are you gonna,
what do you mean?
Like, you know, you're a hoarder. You're a baby hoarder.
No. No, no.
The closet I'm looking at doesn't look too great.
They all have their own bucket to belong in. They all have a place
That's
where they live.
That's how it starts, bitch.
Listen, I will call you when I need help.
No, you won't.
No, I won't. You'll have to drag me out of this house with all of my home decor. Guys, come see the Chaos and Kisses tour February 6th and 7th in New York City and Philly. Tickets at confidentlyinsecure.com.
Yeah!
Zach, you have anything you want to promote upcoming?
No, just my after hours live show May 2nd in LA.
Ooh, baby, baby. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.